Welcome to Spirit Quest Radio's Energy Healing for Body, Mind, and Spirit for Wednesday, March 31st at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm your host, Christelle Marie, coming to you live from New York with my special guest, Anira. Please get a pencil and paper to take down the information for calling in. Tonight, Anira and I will be talking about the energy healing methods and our Atlantean connection. Anira uses a diverse combination of tools incorporating spiritual healing, vibrational medicine, holistic nutrition, clinical hypnosis, and intuitive readings to catalyze quantum shifts in personal empowerment. As a psychic therapist and trance channel for the Ascended Masters, she specializes in connecting people with their internal power and spiritual resources. I encourage you to call in to tell Anira about an issue you are having in your life that you'd like to change, and she will take you through a process that will start to open you up for changing it. To call in, just press the Skype button on the Spirit Quest Radio website. That's www.spiritquestradio.com. And then press *9 to raise your hand to let me know that you would like to participate. Or if you don't use Skype, you can dial 201-793-9022 and enter access code 957-9082 and press *9 to raise your hand. Anyone that does call in addition to getting Anira's insights into your issue and her walking you through the process, I will also give you a copy of my newest ebook, Power Symbols for Self-Love. So since our guest is not here quite yet, I will talk about energy medicine in general, and we'll keep watching for her. I'm sure she'll be here in just a few minutes. So Anira and I actually had an interesting connection, and I'll share that with everybody first as we wait for her. I'm sure it's just a technical issue, folks, so just be patient, and you'll be delighted by her when she does get here. So it's interesting because she was on one of my free telecalls that I do on a biweekly basis and a couple weeks ago, and she happened to get on early, and I don't look at anything as a coincidence. It's always something special. And so whoever gets on, I always talk to them until other people get on. And she started to share some stuff about her Atlantean connection. And I immediately said something about my connection to Atlantis as well. And so before the telecall actually got started, I had invited her to be a guest, and then we've connected since then and talked about her different method of energy medicine that I thought would be interesting for everyone. So, different ones of us have different connections with Atlantean times. And for me, I got my big connection while I was doing soul retrieval on a regular basis back in 2000. And actually has to do with how I ended up with the name of Christelia. So in the process of going back in time to connecting to my spirit or my guides and who I was in the Atlantean times, I discovered that I was a Gaia at that time and my wife's name was Christelia. And so later I was guided to rename myself to that name. And as I understand it, Anira also changed her name due to things from Atlantean times as well. So I'm not sure what happened to her as far as getting on the show tonight, but I thought I'd, while we're waiting, I'll talk a bit about energy medicine in general. And if you've been on some of my shows before, I've talked about some of my healing symbols and different ways of healing with symbols. But tonight, while I'm waiting for Anira, what we'll talk about is just some of the different types of energy healing that's out there. Because, as I said, her type of energy healing is very different. And if you've been listening to some of my other shows, I've interviewed other people that have some very unique styles as well. Some of the things that I've delved into over the years started out with basic hypnosis. For years, I learned how to use hypnosis and do a lot of shifting of energy within my body. And of course, back when I learned that, all I knew was I was hypnotizing myself and reprogramming my mind. Well, since then, I've learned that actually what it's doing is shifting the body's energy. So we have energy. We are all energy. And that's a thing that the quantum physics people have started to prove. For years, no one really understood that. And yet, those of us that do energy medicine did in a different way. And so when you think about it, if everything is energy, then everything that comes into your energy field can affect your energy. So I really recommend that when you're working with energy healers, that you really know who it is you're going to work with, and that you use some caution when you do that, because you want to think about or be careful about who it is you're allowing into your energy field. So we'll talk a little bit until Anir gets here about how our energy affects all aspects of our life, and a little bit about other energy medicines. And hopefully she'll be able to get on. And if not, we'll have her on another night, because she's a delightful lady that probably just ran into a technical challenge of some type. And the movie The Secret talks a lot about energy as well, and talks more about the law of attraction. But it also covered a story that I thought was interesting from an energy healing standpoint, because I believe that it's not just energy, but it's also the whole mindset. And the mindset affects the energy of the body. So the movie The Secret, probably the most powerful story from a healing standpoint in the movie. Now, there's lots of powerful information there and lots missing as well, and we could all debate that. But it had its value in that it woke a lot of people up. And that's what I really look at with that whole thing, is the numbers of people that were woke up to the idea that we actually do create our own reality, and the idea that we have some say-so. And in most cases, a lot of people don't, even today, understand that fact. So the piece that I thought was the most profound from a healing standpoint, there was a lady with breast cancer, and that was pretty interesting. But the fellow that was in the airplane that was basically laid in the hospital paralyzed and blinked and told them he would be walking out of that hospital by Christmas and did, is a very compelling story when you consider how powerful his thoughts had to be, how focused he had to be through the whole process. And that brings me to another type of energy that can show you another possibility with energy, and that is what some of the yogi masters can do. There are yogi masters out there that literally can lower their vibration or change their vibration, literally do surgery by putting their hand into the body and pulling it out without an actual incision. There's also yogi masters that can cross their legs and levitate and move around and do circles and all kinds of cool things like that. This is somebody that has really gotten control of their mind. So when we talk about energy healing, the healer as well as the person being healed both have to be in sync energetically to allow the healing to happen. And this is another reason why I said earlier, you want to be sure that the healer you're working with, that you're comfortable with their energy. I have walked in to get a massage in a town where I wasn't familiar with the town and made a massage appointment, and walked in and could smell strong cigarette smoke on a massage therapist. I'm much more careful nowadays, and I don't want anybody that's a cigarette smoker to be doing work on me, because if we energetically test them with applied kinesiology, what we find is most of them don't have a will to live. Well, if they don't have a will to live, I don't really want them working on me. So again, it's a personal preference. So you want to be looking at what's going on with that person. Where is their energy at? You don't want somebody with a real low vibration working on you, because basically they're sucking your good energy off of you to feed themselves. And they're not aware of this, so it's not like they're, you know, like vampires, but they are unconsciously vampires of our energy. Okay, our guest has just arrived. She must have, like I said, had some technical challenges. So let's welcome her. Hold on 1 second, folks. Anira, can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I hear you in double. I'm having a lot of technical difficulties. That's true.
So sadness and depression affects everybody, as well as happiness and joy. If we're around people that are happy, we typically feel better. If we feel sad and depressed, we affect other people around us. If we have a lot of fear, we automatically put fear into the other people. The same with love. If we're in love, we inspire other people to feel more love energy. We put it out to the universe. I was involved in a test one time, just to really prove energy, in which we were doing applied kinesiology, and we had two people in the audience, and we gave them each a statement to write. One was very negative, one was very positive. We then took those two statements and we handed them to two other people. Okay, so they don't have a clue. They don't get to look at it or anything. We asked them to hold it up in front of them, facing the front of the room. And then we took another person out of the audience and we muscle checked them just by looking at the message to determine whether the message was the positive one or the negative one. And so basically what happened was when we did the positive one, the person's arm was strong, and when we did the negative one, the person's arm was weak, and yet they couldn't see it. They could just see the pad of paper that the written message was on. So that tells you how powerful energy is. It looks like Anira's back on the line. Let's try this.
I am, Crystalia.
Okay, there you are. Welcome, Anira.
Well, that was a challenge.
You persisted. That was good.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be speaking with you on the air like this. It's a lot of fun for me. And, of course, meeting you was also like coming together with a member of a community that I know we are a part of.
Yeah, I was telling the story at the beginning how I just started talking to you at the beginning of my telecall, and pretty soon I was inviting you onto the show.
It was pretty magical.
It was. So, well, I'm glad that you finally found a way to get on where we don't have that horrible echo that I heard earlier, so we can get a good recording
here.
So then we can podcast this and get it out to the community.
So
I did an introduction a little earlier, so I told people what you were going to be doing, but I think I'm going to mention again that you do some special energy healing and that you're willing to actually help a caller if they want to call in through a process that will start to open them up for changing it. So, folks, if you're interested in doing that as we get going with some of the things we're going to talk about, you can dial 201-793-9022 and enter access code 957-9082. And when you're ready to ask a question, just press *9 to raise your hand. And in addition to Anira's help, I will also give you a copy of my Power Symbols for Self-Love. So, Anira, we have so much to talk about because we, as you said, we had some magical moments already. So you seem to have had two very different career paths spanning 30 years until now. Do you think you were always destined to become this spiritual way shower, or were there certain events that were turning points for you?
Well, Crystalia, I think that if everybody would just pause in their life and look backwards at their timeline, they would probably see their path was destined, and that everything that has ever happened to them has made it possible and has made it certain that they find themselves where they are today. And in that same exact way, although, you know, my past, you know, career path was to be in Wall Street, and I actually had a very exciting and successful career as a risk arbitrageur and market maker, trading international stocks. If I look back at that and say, now, how did that prepare me for what I'm doing today? It's very clear to me looking back, because when you are doing battle in the financial markets, it's very magical because you feel like you're all alone. You're out there in this, what seems like outer space of the financial markets, and you're having to tap in and hone all of your inner senses and to really become, you know, super sensitive to every tick, every fear molecule, every joy molecule that the stocks are expressing in the form of their price. And you really become, you know, like psychically tapped into the market. And I felt that I was actually doing that. And when it really came down to it, I started to realize that maybe my talents were that I was psychically reading the markets. And maybe on the basis of that, I should really think about doing something more fulfilling with this ability. You know, I didn't know what was going to happen afterwards, but I just said, you know, I'm probably here for a reason, but it probably is just a step on the ladder and not the destination that I think I'm in. And then so many events sort of propelled me towards where I am today. Another one being the stock market crash of 1986, and I'm dating myself here, but once the market crashed and I saw how fragile, you know, all, you know, how everything was sort of held together by just a belief system in stability, and how when that slipped away, everything came sliding apart. That was another sign that I really couldn't stay in that environment, that I had to go someplace else. But then also at the same time, I was being, you know, opened up metaphysically, and I was being, you know, introduced to people who were excellent channels for, you know, the ascended masters and God and the archangels. And I had always wanted so much to do that, but because my career was so, you know, demanding, I couldn't actually have time for those things that I really wanted to pursue. But finding myself outside the system and outside the matrix, I should say, I started asking the heavens for guidance, for some kind of help to get wherever it was that I was supposed to be going in my life. What is my life purpose? I kept asking, and I was really sort of desperately asking. And sure enough, things got thrown in my path, and things happened to me that propelled me. As I say, I got very, very sick. All the stress that I had been subjected to, you know, staying up 24 hours a day and trading around the clock, kind of caught up with me, and my health picture was very alarming. And at that point, all the practitioners, like I went to doctors and all the tests I took, and nothing seemed to have any answer whatsoever. And I again said, you know, turn to the heavens, like, what am I supposed to do here? And as I started asking, the answers started appearing. And the more that I connected, my spiritual journey really accelerated, and my frequency started to go up, but it went up, you know, ratcheting up, because my desperation to find the answers for myself were so insistent. And I'm very focused when I do something. You know, I can, you know, make something happen just by sheer force of focus. And I think a lot of people are trying to learn how to do that to manifest in their life. But when you're really in a situation where you have no other choice and your back is up against the wall, that's when your ego shatters. You have nothing to rely on but your spirituality. That's how I embraced my spirituality. I was completely destined to find the answers, because I wouldn't take no for an answer. And sure enough, Archangel Michael, Jesus, and God showed up in my living room. And I'm telling you, it was as real as a person could be, but even more real, because the energy of these beings being so up close. I guess I was in an altered state. You mentioned hypnosis before. I actually was able to hear you, believe it or not, but you couldn't hear me.
Right.
It was an altered state. It was a state of trance. It was a state where you travel the dimensions, and you end up in unfamiliar territory, but you feel supported and you're with friends. And yes, they showed me. They opened up solutions to me. They took me places that seemed very foreign, but yet I knew I was protected and I knew I would be able to get back when I was finished with the experience. So, you know, when I finally made it through and, you know, started, you know, feeling better, you know, I met all the right people. I was guided to do another master's, and this time in nutrition. Everything led me to the conclusion that there must be other people who would be in need of the kind of knowledge that I acquired during my journey. And maybe I was really supposed to benefit them and be in service. And so, yes, I started seeing people, and I started having people, you know, go on spiritual quests with me, and spiritual journeys and healing journeys. And, you know, 10 years later, I really feel at home again, and in the I can replug into the world, you know.
Right, right. Well, that's an interesting story. Let's take a quick break here because it is the bottom of the hour to give people the phone number to call in, and we'll come right back. Okay, so discover the secrets to self-healing with the energy of power symbols by Cristalia Marie. To receive your free symbols, join my newsletter by going to one, that's O-N-E, minuteenergytuneup.com. I encourage you to call in to tell Anira about an issue you are having in your life that you'd like to change, and she will take you through a process that will start to open you up for changing it. To call in, just press the Skype button on the Spirit Quest radio site and press star 9 to raise your hand, or you can call 201-793-9022, that's 201-793-9022, and enter access code 957-9082 and press star 9 to raise your hand. Anyone that does call in addition to getting help from Anira, will receive a copy of my newest ebook, Power Symbols for Self-Love. So your story is very fascinating and reminds me of similarities in a lot of ways, because I was in the high-stress technical world of computers and traveling back and forth a lot, and found myself one day in a hotel room just shaking and saying, okay, this isn't working anymore. I never got as sick as I at to the point where I actually had to seek out medical people so much, because like I said earlier in the show, I'd learned to shift a lot of things with hypnosis, but I knew that sooner or later it was going to catch up with me and that I had to do something different too. So it's interesting how our past has some similarities and yet, you know, obviously some big differences as well. You were talking a lot about the ascended masters and God, the archangels, and you know, there's a lot of people that may not embrace their spirituality in that same way. What would you say to people who aren't there? Can you still work with them, and you know, can they still be affected? And how are you effective in helping them, or how does that work if that's not their tradition or their belief?
It happens a lot that people cross my path and I start talking about angels and they say, well, what do you do if you're agnostic or if you're atheist or you're not even sure about God? So, you know, how can I, you know, listen to somebody talking to me with a straight face about these kinds of beings? And, you know, basically, you don't have to believe anything. You know, you don't. But I'm a very practical person. And the way I address this is I say, you do whatever works. And if you're shutting yourself off from the help that's there for you and the resources that you have available to you, it's like trying to play tennis with one arm, you know, behind your back. It's almost like if you had, I guess, this great inheritance and you didn't know about it. And so you walked around with you know, very little financial prosperity, when all the time, all you had to do was say yes to your spiritual resources and the assistance that's there for you and suspend your disbelief. And I just say it's whatever works. So, you know, try it for a day. Try invoking, you know, in a certain way that I give people guidance of how to plug in and how to connect. And it's not in a religious sense whatsoever, because I think people have a lot of conditioning behind it. And some of the words that I've used, you know, using the word of Archangel Michael, it has a lot of, you know, charge to it already, because religion has kind of given it a framework. But if you deconstruct all of that and you just go 1-800 Archangel Michael and close your eyes and just sit quietly, and I guess I can lead somebody because I'm already sort of connected to the radio station that we're talking about in the sky. And so I can give people an experience. And once you have an experience, it goes from the realm of philosophy and ideas to knowing and experiencing. And that's where I feel that people get the greatest benefit if they let themselves.
Okay. Yeah, I ran into somebody one time that was a deep into the Baptist religion, and like real Southern Baptist, and she had breast cancer. And I talked to her about energy healing, and she was just, unless God brings this to me. And I'm like, so are you suggesting that my gift isn't God-given? It's like, and that got her, and she realized that, it was like we have this mindset of what that all means without thinking beyond that. So,
yeah, conditioning is very powerful.
It really is. Go ahead.
It is. But when you, like you were at some point in your life, and most people can get to the point where, they just sort of have run out of the answers that were supposed to work. And when none of those work, and that's when your ego kind of drops to the floor. And when that happens, that's the moment that grace, and I'm talking about grace like we all understand grace, but grace is actually a being. It's actually a full-fledged being. And grace introduces themselves to you and comes straight into your life and into your heart and provides you some kind of deliverance from the problem that you're having, and the answers start to come, the solutions start to appear, and you move out of that state, and hopefully you are opened up where you have a new reality that embraces your spirituality, which is your actual true essence.
Right. So what do you see as your main role with people who you help, and what methods do you use to get the results you do?
Well, you talked a little bit in the beginning of the show about how we are all energy and about what the bleep do we know and the secret. And there is a book, and I think a lot of people on the spiritual path know about this book, Bid Hawkins. And he actually, talks about how everything is about your energetic resonance, and that the ranges that you vibrate in determine your life, determine the experiences you're having, your relationships, and even your health profiles. And so very quickly, you can see that he has a map of consciousness where it shows the lower frequency energies are associated with, states like depression, anxiety, and fear and shame. And the higher ones are associated with health and wellness and abundance and joy. And so the name of the game in healing is raising vibrational frequency. And so all energy healing is really about that. And so I was given a fully integrated interdimensional healing modality to use and to practice called soul technology. And soul technology is a standardized way of raising frequency so that it happens from your higher self in an organized, protected way, so that your increases in vibrational frequency are dosed down to you every single night in increments that you can handle. And it makes your healing journey, makes your ascension journey very, very even and not choppy. Your life doesn't fall apart as mine did before I had soul technology, and I was sort of begging for evolution. And I said there must be a better way of doing this than what I went through. And a lot of people probably have noticed that the vibrational frequencies of the earth have really become magnified, and sometimes, you know, we could just, you know, get in a state where we just feel very hazy and very unclear, and people get headaches, and it all has to do with our frequencies going completely higher than we've ever had them go before. But soul technology forms like a scaffolding around somebody, and it's, as I said, administered by the higher self. And so it makes this transition very smooth, and it makes it so that it feels almost organic, but you're moving at a very fast rate anyway. And so all the things about you that are not truly intrinsic to who you are, not truly authentic, but that are the result of conditioning and education, all the misguided beliefs that you have about yourself, anything that's inauthentic to you, starts to fall away in great big sheets. And it's kind of like going into a chrysalis and coming out a completely different creature. And it takes place over the course of your life, but the sessions take place in a 3 or 4 hour period. And then everything sort of unfolds from then. But what I find is that people's journey becomes so much easier than if they try to just go to this particular school or this particular modality. It's kind of an all-in-one inclusive package. And so I think I have shared it with, you know, as many people as were open to it, and I would love to be able to share it with more people, because I've found it to be a very transformative way of doing healing.
Very good. So do you do all of your sessions in person, over the phone, both? How does that all work?
I do sessions in person because I think that people have, a more like all around experience, but it can be done distantly because we are actually working with the non-physical bodies when we do this. This is done in another dimension. It's done with the higher bodies, and everything cascades down to the physical body because all the bodies are connected. So it can be done distantly, and there are lots of times when I have to do emergency sessions where the people don't even, they're not, you know, the personality self isn't consciously aware of what's happening, and they will call me the next day and say, you know, I had this very strange dream, and my response is, it wasn't a dream.
Right. Yeah, that's always fascinating, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. But so, not everybody is going to come, you know, to do that. That's really a very top-down transformational process. I'm really effective in helping people to change the things that they want to change in their life. I do it through connecting people with their spirituality and giving people a spiritual perspective on their life, and teaching them how to use tools so that they can manage their own energy state. Because as we discussed, you know, everything's energy, and people don't realize that if they're in a particular crisis, they're just in a very low frequency energy. And if they can learn how to shift that, then the crisis will disappear like mist over, you know, an ocean. So, you know, teaching people how to be self-sufficient and managing their energy system with tools and assistance and coaching is a way of empowering people that makes people very independent and free. And, of course, freedom is the name of the game when it comes to healing and spirituality both.
Right. So do you think that healing, like the type of healing work you do, is only certain people have that ability or talent, or do you think anyone can do it?
Well, there's no question that everyone is individual and unique in that no one has been through the exact identical lessons or growth and evolution and experience as anyone else. So to the extent that your reincarnational personalities have gone through certain experiences, and therefore your chakra system is in a certain condition, and, you know, you have a desire and, you know, you've honed and trained yourself to that extent, I think that, yes, I am uniquely suited for what I do, but I am no different than anybody else. And I hopefully teach that everyone is a healer and everyone is a self-healer. In fact, we call ourselves healers in the healing profession, but what we are is we are catalysts to allow healing to occur, and we become an instrument, hopefully a clear channel for the highest choice, which is always the perfection of our divinity to occur. So, you know, I think that people have outsourced everything. They've outsourced their ability to feed themselves, you know, and, you know, and also to heal themselves. And once we, like you are doing, I think your work is very fascinating and very important. And, you know, what you said about, you know, the symbols being effective, definitely. And everyone can find their own method of self-healing and expression, or they can learn other people's systems, and they will all be effective to the extent that people are open and believe in their own power to do that.
Right. Now, we actually had a couple guests, a couple of them dropped off, but we do have one guest on the line. Let's see if they have a question for you or something. Hold on.
Great.
And the person with the 201 area code, did you have a question or something you wanted to share with Anira?
And the person with the 201 area code, did you have a question or something
Hello?
You wanted to share with
Hi. And who is that?
Hi. I'm a person that Ejnira has worked on.
Okay.
Hi,
and did
Andrea.
You have a
How
question
are you?
For?
Hi.
I can hear your
I
lovely
have,
voice.
I have experienced all of these things that Ejnira is talking about. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, walking into her room, not knowing what's going to happen, knowing that you are at a point where you need help, you don't know where it's coming from, and you don't know how you're going to get it. She provides you with with so many techniques and tools, and she gives you the ability to propel yourself in a way that you never, ever could possibly imagine was possible.
Interesting. Well, thank you for sharing.
Yeah, I mean, as she said, you actually peel layers off of you emotionally to the point where you are an entirely new person.
Very interesting. Well, thank you for sharing that. So did you have a question you wanted to ask her as well, or just wanted to share with the audience her powerful
No,
healing?
I thought I would just share the experience because Ejnira has literally saved my life.
Oh, wow. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, when I came to her, I was very, very sick. And because of all of the knowledge that she has, in addition to these spiritual tools that she uses with soul technology, she was able to heal me emotionally as well as physically, to the point where now, you know, I'm able to heal myself. And her tools they're symbolic to her, and she is the catalyst for everything she does.
Great. Well,
Andrea, I think you should share with Crystalia that you too have become a healer through this process, because we were just speaking about if I'm special or if, you know, just healers can do it, because you've discovered this talent was inherent within you and you're really quite a special healer.
I started out as a Reiki master and I would do healings on people, but I never really understood anything when it came to the spiritual side of things and how this was actually happening. And so as the soul technology would peel these layers off of me emotionally, and I would be healing emotionally. It was freeing up all these pathways for my true healing abilities to come through, to the point now where I don't do Reiki anymore, but my healing has become very powerful because I am clear. I don't have any more emotional baggage. I've pretty much shed probably every layer that I possibly could through the soul technology process.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's really nice of you to come on the show and share that, because that'll really help the audience understand much more about this. So now you're a healer as well. You do healing work for people as well, then?
All different illnesses, yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it really is, because I was able to come into my own through going through the process of what Ajneera does. She's very special, and she brings to this process and to this whole concept of soul technology something so unique and so powerful that you can't help but heal. And I think that it would behoove anyone to go to her, try it, and just see what it's like, because you have absolutely nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Andrea. That's very, very, very nice of you to say.
It's true.
Well, great. Thank you. And we have another caller, so let me go to the other caller.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you very much. And the other caller on the 404 area code, did you have a question or comment that you'd like to share?
Hi, my name is Ellen, and I'm a longtime friend of Ajneera. And hi, Ajneera.
Hi.
Hi. I'm just calling in because Ajneera has helped me so many times in so many ways with her gifts of healing. And one specifically comes to mind when my son was, who's 12 now, thank goodness, and when he was very little, probably about 4 years old, he had a sarcoma that just spontaneously appeared on his upper abdomen, right between his chest wall and his, chest wall and his belly button, right over his solar plexus is a better way to think about it. And it was big, and it was ugly, and it was growing. And we took him to a pediatric specialist, and they diagnosed him with this form of sarcoma. And I was beside myself. And so I just got a phone call one day from Ajneera, and we started talking about it. And she used her gifts, and she was able to see what it was. And she explained how the chakra was all messy, and she was going to go ahead and clear it out. Now, the amazing thing about this is, again, we're talking about a four-year-old child and who had never met Ajneera before, although he did hear me talk about her before, because we were all very good friends. And because I live in Jersey. I live in Atlanta, and Ajneera is up in Jersey. And one day my son woke up, and he was just looking at me kind of funny. And I said to him, "What's up?" And he said that he had met this lady who had come to him in the night. And she looked like me, meaning his mom. She had green eyes and she had hair, but he explained it, that the hair was shorter and that the hair was there. And I said, "Well, what happened? What did she do to you?" He said she was standing over him and she was just like, you know, comforting him. And she had a hand on his belly. And then she leaned over and she kissed him when she realized he was looking at her. And then she went away. So when he
and don't forget
morning,
about the ball of light he saw.
The ball of light. That's right. How could I forget that?
That
oh, my goodness.
Amazing.
The ball of light. Yeah. And he saw it just like kind of, and he just felt really nice and he didn't think anything of it. He wasn't scared. He didn't cry. And when I called Lori later on and I said to her, "Oh my goodness," you're like, "What's going on?" And she said, "Yeah." She said, I was there and I was helping him. She said, and he opened his eyes. And the next thing I know, I leaned over and I kissed him. And I said, that was the clincher, because he had already told me that she had kissed him, you know, like goodbye. She was getting ready to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a beautiful experience. And thankfully, he did go to the surgery. We went ahead and had the surgery, and it never came back. And the doctor always told us it's going to come back. If, you know, this is the kind of thing that he has, it's going to always come back. And it'll happen until, you know, he's much older and it never happened again.
So, wow, that's a powerful
thank you,
story.
Engineer, from the bottom of my heart. But you know that you know everything that's happened here. So I just wanted to let you know that this is real, and more so with the soul technologies.
Yeah, yes. we have like 9 seconds left. So
bye.
If you want to know more about Anira's work, it's ajnira.com. So.